Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so
check, 1, 2, check.
Oh, 600, what's the O stand for?
Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil.
I'm here.
Roger Scott.
I'm present.
And Justin Moore.
Justin!
Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Smoking in the New Orleans.
Somebody help me get out of Louisiana. Just help
from
me
the
get
office of your favorite president. Good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Yeah. All right, you 609ers. It's July 1st. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
It's that time on that. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
Mama, nama, nama.
Yashimash.
Hey,
Dobre.
All right, it's in the jackpot now.
You make the call.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Sweet old chariot, come down easy. Taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings.
Los Angeles.
Well, only Jesus is perfect.
I know.
Behavior, man.
Yep.
Won't tolerate.
On a T-bone steak, I like carne fine over to the Golden State.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
She was sent into the terminal gate.
Ziggity diggity.
Ziggity diggity.
Taxi to the terminal zone. Put your engine and cool your wings.
And then they make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Hey, who's on the phone?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's Wednesday stuff. You know.
Good morning from London, England.
Come on, baby. Come on,
welcome
baby.
To Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopix Sui! Los Angeles!
Yeah, boy! No. Yeah, people are really starting to like the London guy.
How could you not?
I remember Randy when he said, "What that?" I remember if I'm not mistaken, we were at the SEC media days. It might have been
that bulge in his pocket
in Nashville, and I was doing the show with him the afternoon,
and we were
talking about the dude that got fired from Notre Dame that went down to LSU, didn't make it, Brian Kelly, and somehow.
You are so right.
I mean, I just remember going, I don't know if somebody told us or just said, we got to get that clip, because I just remember looking at Randy going, all right.
Wow. I think you're right. I have no reason to doubt.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm not gay.
What?
Welcome to July. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah,
morning,
nice.
Roger. How are
morning,
you?
Bubba Rubble.
Good morning, Christian. How are you?
I'm
Christian,
well,
what
are you?
Only two days left for us today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll be at Torpedo Joe's tomorrow, a deal we do every year. Done it for about 10 years. The number one place in Arkansas America, for that matter.
America!
For torpedoes, yeah. Torpedoes for fireworks. Going to be a busy day today, Christian. Roger and I, after we have a packed show, which we'll get into in just a second, we're headed to Marianna to continue our...
going back to Marianna. Listen, if I... He does not look like he plays around.
Well, yeah, it's the 500-year tour that we're doing. This is stop number three. We've been Ohio Club and Hot Springs, Camden, White House Cafe, and now Jones Barbecue. And you're right, Roger. This is a gentleman. It looks like he's in his mid-70s, and he gets up at 6 o'clock every morning, and he cooks his barbecue pork deal. And then he starts serving it when people come up, and when it's out, it's out. And he just said, closes a little window. And he's and so we've had Rex Nelson call over there.
Two tables in there. Is that it?
There's only two tables you can sit in there. And he puts coleslaw, and he puts a little bit of his vinegar sauce.
Oh, I love that.
And white bread. And that's it. And he's a James Beard winner, which is it's pretty hard to win those trade.
Where's James Beard from?
Trade rejoin. Just good morning, Trey.
Good morning.
I don't know the history on him, but somehow
is he a foodie from
20 something years ago. I don't know if he's a chef or whatever, but
from Arkansas.
No.
This is started in the 90s. It's a prestigious award.
Yeah, it's like
the Oscars of the food world.
You get a big medal, and it's hanging in his place. Just put it up there on the wall. The Lasses Inn won it too, and they're closed down now.
That's right.
But it's the longest. I mentioned during the Facebook Live. It's the longest running business owned by a black family in Arkansas, and in the South, and maybe in the country. If you think about it, Roger, you know, you own a business in the South and you're black in 1910.
Oh, yeah.
Whew, you know, you can imagine. And it's in the middle of, in a neighborhood. I mean, it's stuck in a neighborhood somewhere.
Because of when it started.
Maybe so. And Trey, one of the things we're prepared, you know, hopefully we'll have some food, but if not, there's another famous barbecue place.
I think Sims
place.
Was like that in neighborhoods. I think Sims here in Little Rock
by neighborhood.
Was in a couple of neighborhoods, yeah.
We have a plan to where, if indeed they are out.
They're out of queue. What are you doing?
An hour and a half, we're going to drive back, and on the way back, we go through Craig's.
Oh, yeah, and Duval's Bluff.
And apparently that, Roger, is everybody goes, you got to go to Craig's, got to go to Craig's. Of course, it's not 100 years old.
Craig's kind of divisive. There's I'm a big fan of Craig's.
Yeah. Right?
We'd go get Craig's barbecue when my parents were going out of town to visit relatives out of state because that used to live in Arkansas. They'd want us to bring it, but there's some people that don't aren't the biggest fans of it. It's very different.
The Craig's is
the Craig's is very
well.
Different.
And I'll be honest. Somebody's told me that they'd gone to Jones and said I think it was they said hey it's more hype than it is. It's not my yeah. It's so.
Well, we're not eating there now.
But we're there. We're going
not
there
under our names.
We're going there for the history. And then today we have maybe the most famous person from Marianna. Even though I think he was born in Forest City, but he grew up. He went to high school in Marianna. Dennis Dirt Whiston, who was one of the great linebackers. You're no linebacker yourself, so remember him with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New Orleans Saints.
Yep.
Played for the Razorbacks. Roger, 19 tackles against USC.
Yeah.
He was a man.
So who did you say had more hype, Craig's or Jones?
Well, Jones is the national. Jones is the national. I mean, that's the...
You just said, but I wouldn't follow you. So who did you say that some people say?
Well, both of those get a lot of hype, both of them. But one of them is national in stature. So both of them get a lot of hype.
I didn't know.
I want you to be clear.
I think they're both. Yeah,
you're
awesome.
You're not welcome back to Craig's, are you? they're not serving
no,
you.
No. I like Craig's a lot. I have, like you said about Jones. I've had the same people say, "Oh, Craig's, it's all hype." But I like it. It's very different than a lot of our Southern Memphis style barbecue.
Okay,
though, Craig's.
Well, this is the thing, Roger. I usually don't get coleslaw on my barbecue sandwich, but that's the way this guy does it.
That's the way
he
used to.
Yeah, and so I'm game. I'm game to try it.
So you're not going to order it? No coleslaw.
No. Let's.
You're
I don't.
Not
I think
like soup Nazi kind of thing.
Cheeseburger. No. No hamburger, no chicken sandwich, you get cheeseburger.
No barbecue for Basil.
That's right. He just said, you get the coleslaw and that's it. And you walk out and boom, you go from there. So we've got that today. It'll be a lot of fun. Trey, obviously, will be here. Craig O'Neill, Steve Qualls will get our NASCAR report today. I think we'll hear from Clint Albright, who's got the 48th year of the Hatcher Bush Classic softball tournament this week. 48 years. He's not enjoyed a 4th of July away from a ballpark in 48 years. And then we've got Joe Nichols at 9 o'clock. Of course, tonight you've got the World Cup. We're playing, Trey?
Yes, we are playing Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Yeah. Is it and or is it Bosnia dash? It's Bosnia Herzegovina. Yeah.
And Herzegovina. Oh, is that, unless you're British and it's Herzegovina.
Christian, do you agree with that answer?
I don't know what the correct one is. I don't know if it's Bosnia dash or Bosnia and, but I think it may be Bosnia dash now.
Yeah, they all these countries are changing now since they're getting all this. They, you know, now we know Turkey IA.
Turkey A. Yeah.
Are you covering any of the soccer on your show?
No.
Were
but
you
I
tuned
talk,
into
I mean,
Mexico
I'm,
last night.
I mentioned it.
What's that?
Were you tuned into Mexico last night?
Every second of it. Okay. Yes. It was a pretty great performance by El Tri last night. And
El Tri.
Yeah, El Tricolor, the tricolor, yes. the green, white, and red.
Oh, I got you. Roger, thank you, Roger. That's the nerd alert. Nerd alert is going off right now. Nerd alert is going off.
Hey, I actually got to call in and drop some knowledge during Acree show about soccer yesterday. I didn't call. I texted in to point of order.
What was it?
If you have questions.
He said that Mexico was the dog against Ecuador because they were plus 140. And I just noted that in soccer, it is not uncommon to have both teams plus, you know, favorable bets for the better.
Okay.
Because Ecuador is like plus 275. Mexico was plus 140.
Gotcha.
So it was actually, that was probably the bet of the World Cup last night, I would say. That getting Mexico at plus 140.
Well, we're favored tonight, and we should win, and the soccer people don't know what to do. We're favored in the knockout round.
And we've only had one knockout victory ever in the World Cup.
Roger, we're favored in the knockout round.
Finish him!
661-1037. If you got a question for Trey, I see Brad holding there. We'll get to him in just a second. Also, we got to play a little Factor Crap brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment. We appreciate Daniel and Vanessa Ellison always sponsoring that fun game. Today is National Postal Worker Day and National U.S. Postage Stamp Day. I mentioned the other day, I was a stamp collector as a young kid.
Really?
Not in depth, but I did collect stamps and coins.
What's the name for that? It's
Nerd.
Yeah, where's the button, Roger?
That's okay.
I forget the technical term.
That's a, wait, is there?
There's a term. It's like something
Stamparelia?
Weird. Like, yeah, something a file or something.
Stamp-a-file. Okay.
Yeah.
Roger, you know why today is U.S. Postage Day today?
Is it Ben Franklin's birthday?
No, I think it was on this day back in 1847. It was the first adhesive postage stamp went on sale. Ben Franklin was on the nickel stamp, and George Washington was pinched on the 10-cent stamp. How about that? The first adhesive, they had some kind of adhesive in 47.
Yeah.
You know what that seems like to me? That was probably a very expensive stamp. A nickel.
I would think. Yeah, I would think so. Today is also National Second Half of the Year Day. Roger, why is that?
Because now we're on the downhill
slide. We are one half through the year, I guess. I never really thought.
First day of the state's fiscal year.
Oh, look at you. It's also National Ice Cream Month. By the way. So yeah. Anyway, a couple other notes before we get to questions and answers for Trey. Did you see where the Razorbacks picked up another transfer portal guy? This one from a shortstop from Tennessee. Yeah. Right, top 10, you know, not the best. They've already signed one other shortstop, so they've got two. The other news yesterday, LeBron won't be coming back to L.A.
Yeah.
You know, again, I think it's on the positive side, it just shows this guy's built so amazingly physically.
Yeah.
That he can continue to play at a high level and still help contribute to win championships. Now, if he wins if he goes to Golden State and they win another one, that will be You don't think it'll be him?
No, they're not going to win another one.
Oh, I'm sorry. If they did, though, that would be the fourth, right, that he's won with a different team. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah.
So has that been done before? Has anybody won four? It's not that's a significant player. That's not like
significant player.
Yeah, not like what's the guy from that came from Alabama that would come off?
Robert Horry. Yeah. Won with the Spurs and the Lakers and the.
So he won
the Rockets.
Did three?
He won seven or so.
Yeah, it was crazy.
He won
crazy.
Seven, but I think with three teams.
Yeah, and again, he wasn't the star player. You know, I was thinking yesterday, when I think of, I love the fact that Magic Johnson, did he stay in his entire career with L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got Jordan, who spent most all of his career other than the last few couple of years.
It helped that Scottie Pippen was making $10 an hour.
Yeah, it is. And so I don't know, how you reflect on, is it the nature of where we are? Because, you look at Steph Curry. He's been with the Golden State the whole time, right?
Yeah.
So I just sort of love the fact that when you have players that are able to stay in a community that long, I think that's really cool. But it'll be amazing. Just his longevity. Or do you want to stay in a place and win more championships for that? Man, I guess he did get bored of L.A.? Is that the deal?
Well, he's been there. I mean, geez.
He's been there almost 10 years now.
Okay, yeah.
It's hard to believe that. And the only championship was the one from COVID?
2020, yeah.
Yeah. Tonight's matchup is 7 o'clock, by the way.
Which is why, I mean, reading Wally today, that's what Wally's article was about.
I know, how about that?
Wrong.
How about that?
I never thought I'd see that.
What channel? Let me see here. We're
Fox.
On Fox. Fox. Trey, can you give us the name of the broadcasters who are the ones around the desk that we see now that we're watching on Fox?
Well, they've got so many. Are we talking about, I know there's one crew with Alexi Lawless.
Is that
Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Thierry Henry?
Zlatan.
Roger, please. Excuse me, one more time, Christian.
Yeah, Thierry Henry's Zlatan, the other one, right? Yeah.
Thierry Henry. He's French.
I'm sorry.
Check this out.
It's Thierry Henry, man.
Okay, now, because I don't understand him, I'm going to take him as disrespect. Watch your mouth.
Yeah, let me tell you, he's like a different. It's like a different language. It's like we're watching to Spanish TV when we listen to Christian when he's.
Did you hear the Spanish call of the goals last night?
I did not.
Do we need to hear those?
All right.
Let's squeeze in Brad before we go to break, since he's been holding for a while. Hey, Brad, what you got for us?
Guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Trey, didn't get a chance to say hello, but really wanted to thank you for stopping by Monday at my wife's retirement party.
Yeah, Brad, I saw you over there, and I kept trying to make my way, and then I had a 2 o'clock meeting that I was late for, as it was, so I'm sorry we didn't get to speak, but congratulations to Sandy on a great career at Game & Fish. You know, they gave her a shout-out at the Elk Festival on Saturday when I was up there. I didn't realize she was in the Air Force for 20 years before she came to Game & Fish, so, man, awesome. Awesome service to the country and the state.
She's a double dipper. She's got her pension from the Uncle Sam, and now from the state.
Well, good for you.
That's why I get to go play golf tomorrow up at Diamante. I'll stop by Torpedo Joe's and say hi to you guys on my way.
Do it, Brad. Brad is Mr. Volleyball too.
Thanks, Brad.
When it comes to all things volleyball,
Brad's wife Sandy retired from Arkansas Game and Fish. We had a little retirement party.
Very nice.
Yeah, Monday.
The other thing, Roz, did you see about Serena Williams?
I did.
Didn't last very long, but that's okay. She gave it a try. She's still got doubles to go.
She's no LeBron.
She's 44. She's 44.
Yeah.
She's 44. I mean, come on. It's you think maybe you got that one little thing. You can step back out there. It's just tough.
Is she playing doubles with her sister? Who's she playing?
I think so.
How long had she been out before she...
Probably 4 years.
How long?
I mean, that's a long time not to mention the age, but just to be out of the game. I'm sure she's, hitting the ball around, but
not playing at the top level for 4 years.
Is
a GLP-1
a performance enhancer or is it a decliner?
I don't think it impacts you. I think it's the rest of the training. Yeah, 44 is tough to come back, and she got me by a 20-year-old. It's like she's probably thinking,
wow.
I was wondering what would 20-year-old Serena think of a 40-year-old coming back. Of course, it's a unique 44-year-old. She's won 23 majors. What do you call it? You call it majors? Is that what it is?
Slams,
thank you. I tell you what, there is nothing, Roger, that if I throw out there that we're not getting an answer from our amazing producer, Christian.
You had something yesterday. I said, I don't
maybe
know.
He did do that yesterday. Yeah, it was a showstopper.
He and Trey will come to trivia.
Have you never been to trivia, Trey?
I haven't.
Trey Reed, oh, my gosh. You would do great.
It's on the same night as my show.
Yeah, I know. We had to be Thursday. You have to go to Hot Springs.
I'll tell you what. When we get some movement from Razorback, either basketball or baseball next.
Let me tell you what, if you make it to at least one of his shows, you too, Christian, means one thing. You will get a Christmas card in the mail during Christmas time.
I send Christmas emails now.
He noticed.
It's an electronic card, is it?
he notices it. Last night was 70s night. 70s trivia night.
It was fantastic.
I would have enjoyed that.
Yeah, we would have enjoyed
the thing, 70s. Mike Mobley is listening. Thanks, Mike. He was dressed up with Melanie Cornwell and all the other ladies and gents there at Mother Clucker's. They were all dressed up. They looked fantastic. There's I think, a photo out. If not, there will be later today. But they did a fantastic job. And he brings music. And the one thing that he does that Greg Ferguson mentioned, Ballantyne's mentioned a couple of times, the one thing that I may do now is I've got to find me a box. I can't get a turtle box. Those things are pretty expensive right now.
They're high.
Yeah, they are. So maybe I'll use my bows that I use in my bathroom or whatever. But it's to have music. And he and Melanie picked out a list. Maybe it was her that picked out a list of, they just couldn't stop, of 70s music, whether it be country and western, a pop. There was no classic rock back then, obviously. It was rock and roll. And it was awesome. So I think that's what I'll start doing, is playing a little bit of music, at least in some venues where it lends a little bit to the enjoyment more than in others. But it was fantastic. And we'll find out if we're going to do that again soon. Two things. Number one, last month, and I didn't remember it until yesterday, a friend of mine celebrated 7 years of sobriety. Want to shout out to them. Congratulations. I won't say their name. And then today, another buddy just celebrated, showed me his 9-month coin. So congratulations to all of them for the struggle is real. And you see what's happened. 7 years for one person, 9 months for the other one. And you just don't think it's possible. But congratulations to both of you. You know who you are.
Kawhi Leonard also, too, but headed back to the Toronto Raptors.
Yes.
How many teams has he been with?
Spurs, Raptors, Clippers, Raptors. So three.
Four moves, three.
Four moves, three teams.
He's a good player.
Is he a good player?
Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
The other thing, we'll have a list of patriotic songs for your 4th of July playlist. Roger, you don't know, I don't know if I told you, but I reached out to Greg Sankey, who loves music. I said, give me your top 10 songs you'll be rotating. Not necessarily about summer.
Sure.
But I said, we've got maybe do that tomorrow, if not early next week, because we'll be down there in Tampa, the SEC Media Days before long.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, that's going to happen. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Got a question for Trey Reed? Call or email us, text us now. Not email, but text us now, and we'll ask when we come back. 6:30. Ability. He should be smoking on a big cigar. But till I get myself straight, I guess I just have to wait in my rubber suit to rub on these cars. Well, all I can do is to shake my head. You might not believe that it's true. But working at this end on Niagara Falls is a undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me double martini in my highbrow society news. Cause I got them deadly depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash.
Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
The This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Norway won their first knockout game in history, beating Cote d'Ivoire 2-1. Norway has only qualified for the World Cup four times and had advanced past the first stage just once prior to this year. Erling Haaland has scored in his first three World Cup starts, becoming the first player to do so since Hungary's Sándor Kocsis in 1954. In Game 2, France beat Sweden 3-0 as Kylian Mbappe scored two goals. In 18 World Cup games in his career, he has 18 goals. In Game 3, Mexico beat Ecuador 2-0, making it to the round of 16 for the first time since 1986. They've yet to allow a goal. Today, England and the Democratic Republic of Congo will get it started at 11 on Fox. Belgium and Senegal will play at 3 on FS1. And the final game will be USA taking on Bosnia-Herzegovina at 7 on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series Zero Turn Mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 97 degrees. Heat index going 105, maybe higher this afternoon. Of course, the heat advisory is still in effect today, in effect through Friday. All right, this afternoon, a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. That'll continue into this evening with an overnight low of 77. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their youth selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
You're going to stand there and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nipsy dazers, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
But Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore does, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Glenn past Top Golf. Torpedo Joe's is West Little Rock's go-to place for fireworks, including commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells, a 10% off discount for Buzz listeners, as well as military, fire, police, and EMTs. And yes, Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore is air conditioned.
It's Justin Acri for Kaufman by Design West. I'm here with Ruben, and there's big news out at Kaufman. Ruben, tell me why Toro mowers are such a great addition to what you guys have to offer.
Toro's been around for 100 years when it comes to rider comfortability. They've introduced the MyRide suspension, where it really is like riding on the cloud. Superior cut quality, even cuts. This is a mower that can stick with you for a very long time.
If you want to make your outdoor space look great, Kaufman by Design West has got you covered, now including Toro mowers. Check them out at 14900 Cantrell Road or online at KaufmanLumber.com.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
All right, 6:34. Welcome to July. If you just joined the show, July 1st, 6:34. Trey Reed brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Services in North Little Rock. Service in North Little Rock. Appreciate them.
Yeah.
So they sponsor both Trey and Joe Nichols today. So thank you to those folks. Good people. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Couple things, Roger. First of all, we need to go ahead and acknowledge Trey Reed's birthday on Monday.
Thank you.
Young 56.
Thank you very much.
Roger, I told him when you were out, I said, I remember being in the 50s. I said, once you become a senior citizen, everything changes.
Yeah, AARP, we're looking for, we're going to see if Jones has.
Jones has a discount for senior citizens.
Do you know that you, Monday, which you've already done it by at least 1 year,
right,
live longer than Michael Landon?
Oh, wow.
We just found that Michael Landon died on this day.
And Luther Vandross, Marlon Brando, Carl Malden.
Carl he died. Malden. Yeah. And
then we found out, too, that just
Princess
by.
Died. No, she was born on this day.
She died on this day. No, it was right. It was her birthday. That's right. Christian Weaver, our producer, turns a whopping 30 years old this weekend.
Big 30. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
What day is it, Christian? Which
tomorrow.
One? Tomorrow. What do you have planned?
I don't have
anything.
Hating
on a Patriot.
Yeah, listen, I remember turning 30 was a big deal. I remember thinking, wow, from the, you know, at the time, boy, I had to go to the 30s. Now, I will say this, 30 was my most productive decade in terms of, you sort of know who you are now. You've got through the 20s. You got two kids now. You're at the best show in America. Here on Morning Mayhem, and he's in his place where he needs to be, where he can flourish.
He's a peacock.
Looks like his 30s are starting out really well.
Yeah. That's exactly right. We got to make sure and get Trey completely on camera. But anyway, we were laughing about Roger. We were laughing with Trey. Is that it? You know, it is weird now. I have to remind myself that, of course, Jessica got a big laugh the other day when Roger threw out a trivia question. It was actually for Family Feud. Things that you used to play at recess, go. And it was five, you know, Red Rover,
red light, green light,
dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
I said, Jax! And everybody laughed at me. And Jessica goes, Jax? Who plays Jax? And you know what? My mother goes, I love Jax. Well, that was sort of the point. This is a little bit older game. The kids should maybe go back to that, put down the darn phones.
Yeah, but didn't she say that my boyfriend played Jax?
And marbles.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have played Jax, but it's been so long.
Hey, great for hand-eye coordination.
It is.
It really is.
I thought Jax was a chick thing, maybe only because that was a gift that my sister Tammy had gotten, so I wouldn't have been able to.
So,
how about pick up sticks? What the hell was that all about?
You gotta bounce the ball and pick up the whatever those things are called.
Yeah.
What are things called anyway?
Jax.
Little baby tops.
So anyway, happy birthday to both of you guys.
Thank you very much.
You guys at Game & Fish actually get a day off on your birthday. Is that right?
We do get our birthday off.
Man, we should do that here.
Yeah. I like that too. So a couple things. Let's go to our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Trey, with deer season prep coming up, should I stay with my old muzzle loader or just say screw it and get a straight wall cart?
You know, that's a decision for every man and woman to make for him or herself. I would go with the old school muzzle loader. We've heard the sounder that y'all like to play a lot, and those are my thoughts on it. But no, the new straight walls are pretty cool. I mean, you know,
why does I can't say cartridge? I want to say cartilage. I can't say cartridge. I feel like I'm saying it wrong. Is that right? Is it cartridge?
Cartridge.
Cartridge.
Yeah, somebody spelled it wrong. I said, "What is it?" I can't. Maybe I can't see it. Maybe that's what I said. Cartridge. I said cartilage.
Cartridge.
Stay away from it, Roger. Don't go there. Okay. Don't go there.
He's tempted. He's tempted.
Let's stay away from it. I feel like I'm watching an episode of Bonanza.
Someone says David played hopscotch. Maybe. Maybe. Let's see here.
Foursquare. What about Foursquare?
Box hockey.
We played a game of football.
I swear, you didn't catch it.
No,
box hockey is a real game in Florida. It's like foosball or hockey. What do you call it? Hockey
is real to you guys.
What was the thing on? You do it
air hockey.
Air hockey with the box on the ground with broomsticks.
Oh,
and
really?
A wooden puck.
Okay, never heard of that.
We played
a game called a scramble. Now it has a less politically correct name, I believe.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That was the game we played with a football.
Okay. Throw it in the air.
It's kind of like rugby.
Tackle a man with a ball.
Yeah.
Someone says Trey was told AGFC was talking about banning all e-bikes on WMAs. Will you elaborate on why?
I've not heard that.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh? No. I mean, we just allowed them in not that many years ago, and I think that's they're a tool a lot of folks are using. I think if there was that came to pass, I mean, and again, there's I'm not aware of anything like that. I think it's you know, it's kind of a fairness thing, like who.
Yeah.
We don't allow motorized vehicles like ATVs and things like that. And I think that's the question is like, well, is that a motorized vehicle or not? I mean, and depending on the bike, it may or may not be.
Also, Baz, this is from the 501. Baz, July is also Shark Month. Yeah, I recognize it. They have the, what is it, National, what TV?
Shark Week.
What, yeah, what network
Discovery.
Is it?
Discovery.
Speaking of the water and animals, deadly animals.
Here we go.
My gosh, Trey, I mean, it's crazy back-to-back, like in 2 days, at a very nice resort. You're out on the beach in a darn 12-foot crocodile.
Puerto Vallarta, is that where it was?
Yeah, I think it was. And then in Florida, just a regular river bites the arms off the lady. The guy, she dies in her boyfriend's arms. It's a rare deal, but
horrible.
It reminds you to where if you've got gators in your area, there is a chance it could attack. It kills people. I mean, so you need to be aware that there are gators around. Most of the time, they'll be scared, but some of them are aggressive.
Watch this sweet segue. Today's actually the first day to apply for an alligator permit.
Oh, yeah. Let's get those. Is that right?
You go online
to do that?
Yeah. AGFC.com, $5 application fee, like most of our permit applications are. It's kind of a processing fee, but yeah. Through the month of July, you can apply to get out there and help control our alligator population here in Arkansas.
The more dead ones, the better. Fine with me, you know, or behind or in a controlled area.
Roger had some choice response to that whole thing about the alligators. Yeah.
So Rebecca says stamp collectors called a philatelist.
It's
like a phalliac or something like
phalliast,
that.
Phalliast.
Yeah.
That's finish.
Whatever he said.
Somebody said if you could find the clip from Mike Tyson's punch out when the boxer's knocked out, that would be a cool sound for the knockout round. that's from Step Brothers. That's so cool.
Are you saying pow?
Pow! That's what he says.
Pow!
Let's see here. Someone says the FIFA and broadcast graphics use Bosnia and Herzegovina. That's from Kid in Spa
City. I don't think they're always right, though.
Yeah. Someone said both of those barbecue places you mentioned are okay if you're in East Arkansas. And so they're going to say that there's one in Lexa, Cypress Corner in Lexa.
What did I hear about from the folks in my mail last night? That Count Porcula is closed now, right? Right. So that closed. And I asked wine of some of the folks there, and some had given me, things are expensive right now, so they said about that. But they were talking about another great barbecue place.
There's a lot of them, man.
But we had the Camp Porcula at our BuzzBQ, and I mean, it's good stuff. But it's a place called The Shack or something there in Maumelle or whatever. Does that ring a bell to you?
I've heard of it. I'm not personally familiar with it. No.
And I haven't had that. So if someone knows about that, well, let me know. And this is this vinegar based? Did I use say vinegar?
I think for the
I love vinegar.
Well, is the vinegar? Yeah, I think
I'm
it is. Can you do vinegar on the coleslaw and the barbecue?
Can you do it?
Can it in the coleslaw?
Yeah, sometimes you get vinegar. It's kind of like barbecue sauce. It's just mustard based. Some of it's mayonnaise based. Right. Some of it's vinegar.
I mean, coleslaw by itself, do you do coleslaw and vinegar? Is that the way it works?
Mm, oh, it depends. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of different ways to do it.
Some people do that. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yes, my coleslaw recipe has both mustard and vinegar in it.
Look at you. I really want to go fishing just so we can have you cook for us.
You still haven't sent me your schedule.
It's on the probable list.
Yeah. Here's one for the 501. I put game cameras up earlier this year in my hunting spot, but not seeing deer like I have in the past years. Should I be worried? I'm telling you, they're all at my house. I'm telling you, every day I look out in my backyard, I've got five deer, and a lot of them are babies. The babies are out. You got the new ones with the...
I got the velvet,
I see the velvet, Roger. I mean, like nine-inch velvet.
What is that, velvet?
Nine-inch velvet.
Well, that's right. Hey, Lewis is on the phone. Lewis,
what you got? You got a comment on gators?
Yeah. Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
All right, boy.
Hey, Lewis.
Doing great.
Hey, Trey, you ever been fishing down in Millwood?
Yes, I have.
I went down there Sunday, and I was fishing below the dam there and fishing for some white bass. And guess what came up right by the bank?
A big old alligator.
Oh.
Yes.
We weren't expecting that, right? Surprise. Total surprise.
Well, you know, I've heard about them in the river, and but I actually saw two of them that day. And, yeah, this is the one that came up about 30 yards from me. They say if you measure the snout to the eyes.
That's right.
And from the looks of it, it was about 11, wow. Probably about 11, 11 and a half foot alligator.
That's a big, like that's the number of inches here equals the length and feet. Well,
and
it's a high density alligator area down there around Millwood, Bodark, just the Red River bottoms and that area. Southwest Arkansas has got a lot of alligators.
Are you increasing the number of alligator permits because of the increase in population?
I don't know if we've increased, but we the last few years we've had like close to 200 or more taken every season, which is pretty high.
Happen to come upon one.
Let me ask this: what is it? So ours is 200. What is it, Louisiana? What was your guess?
Thousands.
Yeah, but 5,000, 10,000.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably more like
50,000, 60,000.
I mean, because they have a gigantic. And if they didn't do it, could you imagine if they did not do that?
They actually, I think, just expanded their season to allow more recreational harvest. And, you know, a lot of the alligators are taking Louisiana. It's commercial. They permits that are given out. The swamp people, type stuff. But I think they just expanded to have more. The average Joe can go out and hunt one a little bit more down there. Now.
Yeah, listen. The bottom line is they'll bite your arm off. They'll bite your hand off if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. So just be aware that if it's an angry gator, it could be a scary gator and he runs off. That's what you hope. But don't play around.
Happy Gilmore.
Exactly. You know, Trey sort of poo-poos my concern there.
No, I mean, Lewis. I'm not. Not a lot of the odds that something you and an alligator are going to tangle are very, very slim.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't put that on me. Yeah, you're right. I mean, the odds are against me. So
yeah, you do. No matter if you're out in the wild, you got to pay attention, man. You got to know what's going on.
Thanks, Lewis. Appreciate that. Roger, somebody said Roger was referring to Smoke Shack Barbecue off Highway 365.
Jimbo Ramsey was just telling me, and he knows good food. Yes, Smoke Shack is what they're telling me. He says it's solid. So.
Yeah, next to Razorback Pizza. There you go. Yeah, so Jimbo, somewhere up. So Fade of Rose the other day. All right, Roger's going to take us a break with his famous outdoor song.
Everywhere, man, fish the rivers over there, man, and the lakes, I do care, man. A fishing I've had my share, man, I fished everywhere. Fish for smallmouth, striped bass, rainbow, channel cats, fatheads, crappie and largemouth, underground smats, brown trout, blue cats, white bass, and big grin along.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Fraud is on the rise and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this, your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
With hundreds of vehicles in stock across six brands, your next ride is waiting for you at Red River Auto Group. We know that the road ahead is important. Whether it's your daily drive or your next big adventure, the right vehicle makes all the difference. From the reliability of a Toyota to the strength of a Ram truck, we offer vehicles built to last with options for every lifestyle. State-of-the-art technology, unbeatable performance, and the comfort you deserve. It's all waiting for you at Red River. Visit us online at redriverauto.com.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. This is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
I brought flowers to your door last night.
6:52, wrapping up things here with Trey Reed. Got a couple minutes left. Do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Anything, Trey, you want to tell everybody out there in terms of this July 4th weekend?
Just be careful out there. We will have Operation Dry Water going down. Our game wardens will be participating in that, as long as a lot of water patrol units from county sheriff's departments and what have you. It's kind of like the click it or ticket campaign for the water. I mean, it's not like there's no quota to write a bunch of tickets or anything. It's really building awareness about not drinking and boating at the same time. If you're the operator, stay off the sauce. Wear your life jackets and just pay attention. Number one cause of boating accidents is every year. It's just operator inattention, being distracted, or just not having a proper lookout. So it's going to be busy out there.
Yeah, let's say.
It's
going
to be the fourth falling on Saturday and a big, 250 years of this great country. I imagine there will be celebrations will be amped up, and so will the boating activity. So be careful out there.
Real quick, someone says, ask Trey when the AGFC app will have updated hunting dates.
I'm surprised it doesn't already, but today is when all the new regulations technically go into effect, although not, other than squirrel hunting, there's not really anything open right now. So it may, in fact, be today. If not, it'll be very soon. I know the fishing guidebook is running a couple of days behind schedule. This is the first year new fishing regulations go into effect today rather than January 1st. It's just kind of a structural change that was made. But look, if you don't have that new fishing guidebook yet, and our game warden's going to give you a little grace for a few days whenever regulations change, they're not out there to play gotcha with anybody. So, but you can always get a copy of those hunting and fishing guidebooks, Hunting, not yet. It's still in production. But Fishing Guidebook is available as an electronic copy at agfc.com and also on the app. So you can get those fishing dates right now. But the book should be out soon.
Someone said there's a place called Corky's in West Little Rock that has pretty good barbecue.
Oh, is that Joe Klein?
Yeah, we've always talked about Corky's being outstanding.
Yeah, he's got, you know, there's something there too with your potato salad. Is it mustard or is it mayo or whatever? Is the other one mayo? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and you have the you have the baked potato salad that's got some sour cream in it, too. Yeah, that's the one I really like.
Joe's got that going on.
Someone says, I can't believe you guys aren't following this young lady's tour. What a great, brave, talented athlete. This is I don't know her name, but apparently I'm looking at it. I remember hearing it. Day 41 of becoming the first American woman to do something across a big body of water. I don't know.
I haven't heard the story.
I think it's from California to Hawaii. I think in a small boat, like Whoa. She's rowing. She's rowing Woo. A boat. You know, it's just like, you know.
Polynesian.
That's just like, I don't, okay. That's just.
It's impressive.
It's impressive. Yeah. That's a lot. It's a lot. It's dangerous. It's a lot.
It's too big. It's too big out there. It's
hey, Roger, let's have the challenge of driving to Marianna to get some barbecue today. Boom! That's a challenge.
Will we make it?
Hey, will we make it in time before the barbecue runs out at Jones's Barbecue?
Oh, my gosh, I sure hope so.
You're leaving after the show today?
Yeah, it'd probably take us an hour and a half. We've had people call them this.
That's even money, man. It could go either way.
I know. Hey, I'd like to go ahead and make and get this off my chest right now. My name is Roger. And I now follow Indiana Fever on social media.
I like Sophie Cunningham. Yeah, she's my favorite.
Follow Indiana Fever.
Yeah. Not sure if you've been mentioned yet, but Wright's Barbecue at the bottom of Kendall is really good. Listen, we know that we're going to a barbecue restaurant that's been open since 1910.
Now Wright's
1910. That's where we're going.
And that started up there.
That started in Northwest. The guy's from here, though. He's from he went to Central High School. Who started it?
Very good.
I've started in Johnson, right?
I've had it up there, you know, at Northwest Arkansas. So I haven't had it.
Someone said Village Victor Willis just passed. It's his birthday today.
Who's Victor Willis?
That's one of the Village people I told you during my Facebook Live. Somebody said he just passed. I mean, he's the cop slash. What did I say? He's the cop slash
Navy man.
You go. Did he wear two?
Yeah, that's what you.
Because I'll get that right. How many Village people were there, Trey?
The original.
I don't know. Six.
Yeah,
very good. I got five. Yeah. He was a cop slash naval officer.
Cop, Navy, cowboy, construction. I think one was a nurse.
There was an Indian.
There's an Indian.
We were talking about how old everybody's getting. Real quick, Jamie Farr is 92 from MASH. Yeah. Debbie Harry. Is from Blondie, is 81.
I know.
And then you got Fred Schneider, 75, B-52s.
Yeah.
Love Shaq, baby.
Got him.
Everybody's getting old, man, us. We're getting old.
Well.
Me too.
Some didn't.
Yes, some didn't make it. That's where we're blessed. Always great to see you, Trey.
Good to see y'all. Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday, Christian.
Happy birthday to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks to Power Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock for sponsoring Trey.
Listen, you're going to be able to celebrate your birthday. If you need anything, you can come down to Torpedo Joe's. That's where we'll be tomorrow.
I got to come out there last year. Great place.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember 1976? You're a bit younger. You're probably a little tyke.
I graduated from kindergarten, and we dressed up as like colonial. We had the tri-corner hats and everything. Nice. Yeah.
Nice. You know what we were doing in junior high? Playing jacks. Thanks, Trey.
See y'all.
Thanks, all right. Dennis Dirt Winston coming up. Craig O'Neill coming up. A lot more. So stay tuned.
Game time or play time? We're here all the time.
I wish you had more time.
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.